This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Now mostly cloudy and 63 degrees. The National Weather Service has released a damage survey from storms that hit parts of Kansas Sunday. A tornado classified as an EF3 began in Pratt County and tracked for more than 12 miles. At its peak, the twister was as wide as a mile. The National Weather Service has rated at least 5 of Sunday's tornadoes as EF3s, including multiple tornadoes near Greensburg and Plevna. Chicago resident Elias Rodriguez has been accused of shooting and killing 2 Israeli embassy employees Wednesday outside a Jewish museum in Washington, D.C. Washington Metropolitan Police Department Chief Pamela Smith describes what happened.
Prior to the shooting, the suspect was observed pacing back and forth outside of the museum. He approached a group of 4 people, produced a handgun, and opened fire, striking both of our decedents. After the shooting, the suspect then entered the museum and was detained by event security. The
suspect reportedly chanted, "Free, free Palestine," as he was arrested. The House Rules Committee passed President Donald Trump's budget bill Wednesday night, setting up a full House vote. Fox's Chad Pergram has the latest.
The Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, has introduced what's called a manager's amendment. These are changes to the bill, last-minute changes, to try to refine the piece of legislation, perfect it, and coax those who are no to vote yes. Some of the changes that are in this bill. The Medicaid work requirement, that would start in December of 2026. Some of the green energy tax credits, they would expire in 2028. And the SALT fix, that's the tax deduction for state and local taxes in high-tax states. You could write off up to $40,000 for those earning less than $500,000 a year.
House Republicans met with the president at the White House Wednesday to convince holdouts who want deeper spending cuts to support the bill. Republicans can only lose 3 votes, and Democrats continue to criticize the bill. 2 new cases of measles have been reported in southwest Kansas. Since the end of January, there have been 58 measles cases confirmed in Kansas. Of those, 56 are connected to the outbreak. A case in Sedgwick County and 1 in Reno County are not connected. Measles can cause serious health complications, especially in children younger than 5. So far, no Kansas cases have required hospitalization. Wichita Public Schools will start providing breakfast and lunches through the summer break.
Beginning Wednesday, children ages 1 through 18 can get free breakfasts and lunches through the Wichita Public Schools Summer Food Program. Any child in the community can participate even if they are not attending Wichita schools. You can find a link to register in our news story at knssradio.com. The meals will be offered May 28th through July 25th at over 33 locations. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
President Donald Trump criticized reporters for asking about the Defense Department accepting Qatar's gift of a luxury jet during a meeting with the South African president. Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer has more.
NBC's Peter Alexander got broadsided by President Trump for asking this question in the middle of that confrontation about alleged genocide.
What are you talking about? You're to get out of here. What does this have to do with the Qatari jet?
And it just got even more personal from there.
You don't have what it takes to be a reporter. You're not smart enough.
One of Alexander's colleagues quickly came to his defense on X, writing, quote, Peter Alexander is a terrific reporter who works hard every day to hold politicians accountable. If he is attacked because of a question he asked, it means he must be doing his job well.
The president's acceptance of the jet has drawn criticism from both Democrats and Republicans, raising ethics concerns. KNSS News Time now, 6:04, 4 minutes past 6 o'clock. KNSS News Time now, 6:08, 8 minutes past 6 o'clock, 61 degrees. The Kansas Insurance Commissioner will be in Grinnell in northwest Kansas today to answer questions about insurance claims from the weekend storms. Residents are encouraged to meet at the Multi-Agency Resource Center at the Grinnell Fire Department from 2 to 7 p.m. A fire at an historic church in Memphis, Tennessee, is believed to have been intentionally set.
Memphis investigators now believe the fire that gutted the interior of Claiborne Temple was an act of arson. A person of interest has been identified. Police are searching for that suspect. The church burned in late April. It is noted in history as the place where the 1968 Memphis sanitation strike that brought Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. to Memphis days prior to his assassination was organized. Earlier this month, fire officials announced the church's structure is stabilized. City leaders have pledged to rebuild it. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
The Archdiocese of New Orleans reaches a landmark settlement with abuse survivors.
The Archdiocese of New Orleans agreeing to pay nearly $180 million to victims of sexual abuse. The agreement aims to settle a 2020 lawsuit filed by more than 500 people who say they were abused by clergy members. New Orleans Archdiocese is among several in the U.S. that have filed for bankruptcy amid a surge of sexual abuse lawsuits. If approved by a bankruptcy court and abuse survivors, the funds would be distributed into a trust to benefit survivors. According to a statement from the committee that negotiated the deal, it also includes unprecedented provisions and procedures to safeguard against future abuse, including changes to the Archdiocese process for handling abuse claims. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
A Southern California police officer is facing criminal charges after she was spotted at a music festival while collecting workers' compensation.
Nicole Brown is charged with 15 felonies of workers' compensation and insurance fraud after authorities say she was caught partying at the Stagecoach Music Festival while collecting more than $600,000 for a head injury they say she faked. The Orange County DA's office says Brown received a minor abrasion to her forehead while trying to make an arrest in March of 2022. After seeing a doctor, she was permitted to go back to work but called out sick for several days and was eventually diagnosed with a concussion. Investigators found out while collecting disability in 2023, she ran two 5K races, went snowboarding, and went to Disneyland, among other things. Brown faces 22 years in prison if convicted. Lisa LaSera, Fox News.
Brown's stepfather has also been charged with two felonies related to insurance fraud and helping commit a crime. KNSS News Time, now 6:10, 10 minutes past 6 o'clock.
Well, right now in traffic, the traffic volume's just kind of starting to pick up, and so things looking pretty good as far as conditions go right now. We do have light band of what might be some spotty rain, storms kind of headed this direction. It's not in the Wichita area at this time, but that is something that could be a bit of a traffic condition that we may have to watch out for over the next hour or so. Doesn't appear to be very heavy at all, but might be something to at least get the roadways a little bit wet out there. Eastbound Kellogg, right around the Central Business District, we got a stalled out vehicle. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
And now the forecast with meteorologist Ronnell Williams.
Should be mainly dry as we go throughout our Thursday. Only a 10% chance of a random shower or thunderstorm. Partly cloudy skies. Near average high of 78 degrees with a northeast breeze at 10 to 20 miles an hour. With your Storm Track 3 forecast, I'm meteorologist Ronnell Williams.
Now mostly cloudy, 61 degrees. We have an east wind at 5 miles per hour. At Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Yeah, Chad, no rain really in the forecast, but as you were speaking, I brought up the radar, and gracious, there's a line of, looks like, as you said, very light showers. It extends from northwest, close to Hutchinson, right down agonally, south of Wichita, right down to the southeast there.
Yeah.
And it's all kind of moving, well, sort of to the east, northeast, but there could be some spotted showers somewhere out there. Ted Woodward, did you spot any rain shower drops over there?
Nope.
Okay, so here we are on the east side. Ted comes from the east side. He doesn't see anything. But, yeah, it's on the screen. There's something moving through the area.
But then again, I've seen storms with patterns that look like this that don't really drop anything either. Yeah.
Cloud echo. All right.
Yeah, so this could be something, or maybe it's absolutely nothing. But
nothing to be worried about.
It's definitely nothing to be worried about, but it could make the roadways a little wet.
Well, we don't have any severe weather, anything like that, in the forecast, so there you go. Again, right
not
now.
Today.
Yeah, not today.
To tomorrow.
Some rain tonight, though. Yeah, and tomorrow. This is May 22nd, and we had a sunny, breezy day across south central Kansas Wednesday. Our high temperature was 80 degrees yesterday, not far from the normal high, which is 79. On this date in 2011, the catastrophic Joplin tornado roared into history. The EF5 tornado killed 158, the seventh deadliest in United States history. And I was going to count on you, Ted, a little bit on your memory. I know yours is a little better than mine. Did that happen the schools were in session? Is that what I remember on that one? In Joplin. There was something like this. Yeah. I think it at least hit some schools.
I know it hit two hospitals.
Did it? Yeah.
I remember that.
That's quite a
it tornado. Dropped down right on the edge of town. It wasn't like they saw it coming. It hit it, right at the edge of town, and then just started mowing through Joplin.
That's one thing. That's a good reminder. One thing you got to think about on a tornado is sometimes it just goes drop, and you don't see them coming like in the photos that you see. Here it comes. Sometimes it doesn't come right straight down. On this date in 2004, the widest tornado to date hit Hallam, Nebraska, 25 miles southwest of Lincoln. The giant F4 reached an astounding 2.5 miles wide along a track that was 54 miles long. Wow. Tornado lasted 1 hour and 20 minutes. Surprisingly, only one fatality. 37 were injured, because that was in Nebraska, out in the country. So that's probably why nobody got hurt. Or not too many got hurt. Okay. 45 years ago today, a huge day in history, Ted. 1980. The original Pac-Man arcade video game was released in Japan. It hit the U.S. 5 months later. Pac-Man. Were you a Pac-Maner?
Well, everybody did. Everybody played Pac-Man and Ms. Pac-Man back in the day. You'd go into any restaurant or...
It makes that funny noise.
There'd be a Pac-Man machine there.
There you go. All right. My kids know about it. You know about it.
You did not play it?
I pretty much ignored it. Yeah. As much as I could. With that funny noise it made.
Waka, 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 boop.
Shall we talk a little bit about how rich people are? Despite a brief market scare recently, the richest 10 Americans got $365 billion richer. That's 10. $365 billion richer over the past year. That's according to a new analysis from Oxfam. The stunning increase in wealth amounts to a gain of roughly $1 billion per day. For those billionaires.
No.
By contrast, the typical American worker made just over $50,000 in 2023. Oxfam found that it would take a staggering
726,000 years for 10 U.S. workers at median earnings to make that much money.
Yeah, it's,
can you think it'd be around for almost a million years?
There's,
I can't. You got to. It's really hard.
The mega rich are so far ahead of us.
You can't even think about it.
Can't even fathom it.
It's like, you know, how far is it from here to Jupiter? Well, I don't know. You can't get your hands around it.
Can't wrap your mind around it. No.
Wow. Wow. All right. We don't. It's 6:16 here. Stephen Ted in the morning here on KNSS, and it's a good time to do some leadoff sports this morning with Ted Woodward, sir.
College baseball, the American Conference Tournament down in Clearwater, Florida. The season has come to an end for the Shockers. Mike Kennedy, the play-by-play voice of the Shockers, with comments after the game last night on KFH.
The American Conference Championship and Wichita State has seen its season come to an end with a 4-3 loss to South Florida. It's kind of a back-and-forth game, although there wasn't much scoring. But in the bottom of the eighth, the first man up for South Florida, Matt Rose, who had hit one home run all season, lined one over the left field fence off Aaron Arnold. That made it 4-3, and that's the way it ended as Austin Newton set the Shockers down in order in the ninth. So the final score, South Florida 4, Wichita State 3. The Shockers end their season at 20-36.
And losing both games at the tournament, the Shockers made a ton of noise in that tournament last year, but this year, a 2-and-out to finish up the season. The Big 12 Conference Tournament down in Arlington, Texas. K-State bows out. K-State losing to number 11 seed Houston. Not even close. 9-2 in this single elimination format. So K-State goes 1-and-out at the Big 12 Tournament with a record of 31-24. Kansas State now waits until Memorial Day on Monday for the selection show to see if they can get an at-large bid into the NCAA tournament. Meanwhile, the Big 12 tournament does continue in Arlington. We're into the quarterfinals, and this afternoon we have 21st-ranked Kansas taking on Oklahoma State. That's 4 o'clock this afternoon, nationally televised on ESPNU. KU swept the Pokes in Lawrence in the regular season back in late March. Now they match up here in the quarterfinals of the Big 12 tournament. Minor league baseball, the first place Wichita Wind Surge winning on the road at San Antonio 6-4 last night. Wichita has won 3 of its last 4. First place Surge at San Antonio again tonight. Major league baseball, the Kansas City Royals finishing up a 3-game series out on the West Coast at San Francisco, taking on the Giants in an afternoon game. And for once, the Royals put tons of runs on the scoreboard. Here's the action on FanDuel Sports Network with Salvador Perez, the first baseman at the plate.
Go ball. Well hit. Deep part of the ballpark. Turning. Gone. Salvi hits a 2-run opposite field home run. There it is.
Number 3 of the year. But more importantly, 276 for his career. And that moves him into fifth place all time for a catcher in American League history.
Perez with 3 hits on the day as the Royals pound the Giants. 8-4 was the final score yesterday. The Royals take 2 out of 3 to win that series. Okay, here's your statistics, Steve. The Royals have played 18 games this year when they score 4 or more. What's their record in those games?
18-0.
17-1.
Well,
best in the major leagues. So
they got to put some
runs
up.
If they can get some offense going, yeah. They've got the pitching, but sometimes they can't get the offense going. Well, they did yesterday. A day off today for the Royals as they continue on the road. In college men's basketball, some big news out of Lawrence. Former KU All-American point guard Jacques Vaughn has joined the coaching staff of Bill Self at KU. Pretty good for a guy whose jersey is hanging from the roster in Allen Fieldhouse. Now he's an assistant coach. Of course, 15 years as a coach in the NBA, including head coaching stints with the Orlando Magic and the Brooklyn Nets. And he played for 12 years in the NBA. All-time assist leader in the Big 8 Conference, too.
Big 8 history.
Oh. Jacques Vaughn joins Bill Self's coaching staff up at KU. College baseball, we're into the Super Regionals in NCAA Division II, and Pittsburgh State is still playing the Gorillas. are visiting third-ranked Central Missouri for a best 2 out of 3 in the Super Regionals. Game 1 is this afternoon. And the NBA has a first-time Most Valuable Player.
Oklahoma City guard Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is the league's MVP, beating out Nugget star Nikola Jokic and Giannis Antetokounmpo of the Bucks. It's the 7th consecutive year that a player born outside the United States has won the award. Gilgeous-Alexander, who is Canadian, led Oklahoma City to the best record in the NBA and the top seed in the Western Conference. The 7th-year player finished 2nd in MVP voting last season and led the NBA this year with 32.7 points per game. Jokic was looking to win his 4th MVP after becoming the first center to average a triple-double for the entire season. Joe Morgan, Fox News.
And that's sports with Steve and Ted, brought to you by Bel Air Recovery Center. Provides detox, residential, and outpatient services for most insurances and veterans. Bel Air Recovery Center improves the lives they touch.
6:22 now. Keep it here for Dr. Sanjay Gupta. The doctor says do not use your phone for an alarm clock. And he'll tell you why. Coming up, Steve and Ted in the Morning on KNSS.
This is Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 6:30 here on this Thursday morning, and 61 degrees. Experts from the National Weather Service have been sifting through the damage left by the weekend storm in Grinnell in northwest Kansas and determined it to be an EF3. Forensic engineer Tim Marshall says the damage they saw is typical for a strong tornado.
Three would be where the roof is gone and some exterior walls are gone, so that you all only have the interior part of the house left.
They based the rating on the level of structural damage and the debris that was left behind. Apparently quite a bit of damage in Grinnell in the northwest part of the state.
A Kansas man sentenced to more than 3 years in prison for injuring an infant in her crib. 33-year-old Z.T. Rhodes of Paradise, Kansas, was sentenced for felony abuse of a child, pleading guilty to charges in January. Rhodes admitted to becoming angry with the child and throwing her into the crib. He also admitted to forcefully striking the infant's forehead with his open hand.
A wrongful death lawsuit involving Chatbox will move forward following a ruling by a federal judge.
The judge rejected arguments made by an artificial intelligence company that its chatbots are protected by the First Amendment. The developers behind Character AI had sought to dismiss the lawsuit filed by Megan Garcia of Florida. She says her 14-year-old son committed suicide after a Character AI chatbot pulled him into what she calls a sexually and emotionally abusive relationship. The Tech Justice Law Project, which is representing Garcia, says the judge's order sends a message that Silicon Valley needs to stop and think and impose guardrails before it launches products to market. A spokesperson for Character AI says they already have safety measures in place. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
A hoax by a police officer landing him in jail.
A now former New York State trooper has pled guilty to faking his own shooting. Prosecutors say Thomas Massey has shot himself in the leg, then lied about being wounded by an unknown gunman on a highway on Long Island. The lie led to a 3-day region-wide search for who Massey described as a dark-skinned man in a car with New Jersey plates headed for New York City. Massey has agreed to serve 6 months in jail, 5 months probation, and continue mental health treatment. He also was ordered to pay $289,000 in restitution to cover the search costs. John Saucier, Fox News.
The National Memorial Day concert takes place from the West Lawn of the U.S. Capitol for its 36th annual broadcast Sunday.
The event, hosted by Gary Sinise, honors the courage, sacrifice, and service of American military men and women, their families, and pays tribute to all of those who have given their lives to the nation's defense.
A show like the National Memorial Day Concert really shows what the sacrifice is about and what it's done to keep us all free. Our freedom, the freedom to do as we can if we just dream about it, that has been bought and paid for, because not everybody is free in this world. It does catch you, because these are emotional stories of service and sacrifice and stories of everyday people that just went off to serve their country and bad things happened to them.
The concert airs live locally from 7 till 8:30 on PBS, as well as to troops serving around the world on American Forces Network. The concert will also be streamed on YouTube and will be available as video on demand from May 25th through June the 8th. The Salute to Service is brought to you by the Odyssey Radio Group, proud to serve veterans and the Wichita community. We invite you to read more stories about veterans and active military on our webpage at knssradio.com. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Let's take a look at the forecast now with meteorologist Ron L. Williams.
Should be mainly dry as we go throughout our Thursday. Only a 10% chance of a random shower or thunderstorm. Partly cloudy skies. Near average high of 78 degrees with a northeast breeze at 10 to 20 miles an hour. With your Storm Track 3 forecast, I'm meteorologist Ron L. Williams.
Now mostly cloudy. 61 degrees. East wind at 5 miles per hour. At Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Today is Thursday, May 22nd. And it was on this day 33 years ago, 1992, Johnny Carson, Doc Severinsen, and Ed McMahon retired from The Tonight Show after 30 years. Technically, it was Johnny who retired. Ed and Doc didn't have a choice.
No, they had to go with him.
Tied to him, so away they went.
Remember watching that night very vividly.
Johnny Carson Shaw, I grew up when I was in school. Especially I remember in high school, whenever I could stay up, maybe usually on a weekend when we didn't have school, I'd be watching The Tonight Show, see what Johnny was doing. What an entertaining show it was. Had all the big stars on.
What a run he had.
Yep. You know, if you got on Carson, a lot of people got their careers started in entertainment.
Exactly.
Showing up doing some... Everybody had Joan Rivers was on quite a bit, and then they had a falling out.
She was a very frequent guest host, and at some point they got at odds at each other and never spoke again.
Of course, he made characters out of Doc Severinsen and the way he dressed, and what was that other guy? There was another guy, Eddie Newman or something like that.
Tommy Newsom,
who was he came off as just an empty suit, just like he was dumb as a rock. But you know he wasn't. But, of course, he gave Johnny something.
That was the joke.
Johnny could make fun of him. And then he would do those skits. And most of the time they were just awful. But sometimes they were hilarious. I mean, it's a matinee man where he was doing
Art Fern. Funny stuff.
Oh, and then, of course, your favorite routine. One of mine, too, is when he had the guy from Dragnet on, Jack Webb. And they did the Clara Clapper thing.
One of the great bits. Of all time on The Tonight Show.
They didn't do that live. Did they record that, you think?
No, it was recorded. They did it on the show.
Oh, yeah. And she came in. It was very funny.
In front of the audience, yeah.
Clara Clapper's flavor. Anyway, go ahead. It's Johnny Carson. I never met the guy. I did meet Ed McMahon when he came to town. And, of course, he was an ex-Marine, a big spokesman for Budweiser for years. About 6'5". And just as nice as he could possibly be. I loved Ed McMahon. I think everybody did. So he was his sidekick for all those years.
And Johnny, one of those big stars that came out of Nebraska.
Nebraska. Who else?
Back in the mid-20th century.
Dick Cavett came out of Nebraska.
What do you think of? I think. Henry Fonda, Marlon Brando. There's a huge list of names of folks that came out of Nebraska during that time period.
All right, and Johnny actually started off doing radio and then some TV and got a game show of some kind on NBC, wasn't it?
Back when he was very young.
He gave away vacations or something.
Show gig was the one.
The Tonight Show, I remember Jack Parr had that job before him.
And he was considered huge. Legendary.
Yeah. But Johnny took it a whole different direction, and he got all the stars on there. All right, The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson.
And then, of course, Johnny moved from New York to L.A., and that kind of took the whole show in a huge direction out there with all the stars.
6:30, coming up on 6:38, Steve and Ted, and we do Tom Leffler's usually here. Of course, I don't remember the last time he wasn't here for
this.
It's
very, very rare.
He does his commodities update with us every morning, and you get a little farmer what's going on out in the farm. He broadcasts on a number of stations around the state, but he's been with us.
Around the nation.
How many years do you think?
Oh.
20?
I think we're at the 20-ish mark, not longer.
We got him on early, and he's been part of our family. He'll be back tomorrow, I'm sure.
He's got a conflict today, but he'll be back with us tomorrow.
Just some feed yard. He's a grand opening there. To get, cut the ribbon. I don't know. Here's one for you. An Iranian man, I didn't know you could do this, an Iranian man balanced 96 spoons on his body to break a Guinness World Record for the third time.
Guess you got to do something.
Abulfazi Saber Makhtari, 54 years old, originally set the record for most spoons balanced on the body at 85. That was in 2021. And he broke his own record with 88 spoons in 2023.
Oh, still striving.
And the three-time record breaker said he has been sticking objects to his skin since he was a child.
Mm.
Apparently there's something in his skin that is very sticky.
Something's going on.
I saw a photo
sure
of this.
And
it
smells good.
You put the spoons on there and they just stick.
Now, if
you took a spoon and stuck it on your body, it'd probably fall off.
It would not stick. It would just fall to the ground.
For some reason, this guy's spoon stick. I mean, Guinness World Record is, Guinness people come out and say, hey, let's do one for, sticking spoons on your body.
Mm.
And there it is. So there's a guy from Iran.
Oh, bless his heart.
Otherwise, probably wouldn't be very well known. Okay. Sticking spoons on your bodies. Stephen Ted in the morning here on KNSS.
There's a record for everything.
Yeah, it seems like it.
My gosh.
I wonder if I'd do some research and see just how many records Guinness has.
It's about a
bazillion.
It's a
ton, yeah. Okay. Coming up on 640, Stephen Ted in the morning here.
When Guinness actually came out, it was a book back in the day. You would actually buy the book and flip through it and see the pictures.
Yeah.
And it was kind of a big deal when they would put their new edition out, and you'd see, hey.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's a big deal now.
The other one was Ripley's Believe It or Not. You remember that one?
Mm-hmm. Well, it predated me.
It was a book. It had little cartoons in it, and, Sam Schwartz of Omaha has the most dogs, that kind of really silly stuff. My dad was a huge fan.
It was very captivating, big deal in the day.
You probably had about a bazillion Ripley's books coming out. I each have them 100 and some pages with all these little cartoons. It was fascinating. It was a good thing to have in your bathroom.
Right, exactly.
Excellent.
So you could peruse for a few minutes and then move on with your day.
Of course, it made
so to speak.
It popular in those days. You go to a cocktail party and say, hey, did you know? And pretty soon, Ripley's, Believe It or Not, they have a museum, by the way, in St. Augustine, Florida.
Yes.
Yeah, when we were there, my dad had to go to that. And we couldn't get him out of there, It was amazing.
These were the things we did before the internet.
Before the internet.
Yes.
Ripley's, Believe It or Not.
Mm-hmm.
6:42, Stephen Ted. Again, Tom will be back tomorrow with us. 6:42, Stephen Ted in the morning here on KNSS.
We should have had Mrs. Leffler on with us this morning. That would have been.
Well, coming up, we got Don Grant, CFP, the money tracker. I hope. It's on the way. Stephen Ted in the morning here on KNSS. Stephen Ted in the morning, KNSS. 6:46 here on a Thursday morning. Three big things.
Three.
Two more measles cases confirmed in southwest Kansas. Total hits 58 cases in the current outbreak.
Two.
Chicago man held in the fatal shootings of two Israeli embassy employees in Washington, D.C.
One.
President Trump's big budget bill has passed the House of Representatives this morning. Three big things, Stephen Ted on KNSS.
Traffic right now in the Wichita area. The traffic volumes are picking up. Things are looking fairly good otherwise on the roadways. Just continue to watch out for some heavy traffic. 47th Street South and K-15 have a little bit of heavy traffic there and still have a stalled out vehicle eastbound on Kellogg at the Central Business District. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS in the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jad Chambers.
Sunny today with a high of 76 degrees. Mostly clear tonight. The overnight low 51. For Friday, 60% chance for rain and a high of 73 degrees. Now mostly cloudy. East wind at 5 miles per hour. 61 degrees. At Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Congress is placing AI regulation in the hands of the federal government.
Tucked into the big, beautiful bill is an AI surprise. The tax bill bans states from regulating AI for a decade, leaving the regulation and rulemaking up to the federal government. But many states are already pushing back, A bipartisan group of attorneys general from 40 states have sent a letter to Congress opposing the bill. There are also questions about what this would do to AI laws that are currently in place on the state level. The White House says it's in the process of creating what it calls a new, quote, AI action plan, but it's not clear when it will be released. I'm Madison Allworth, Fox Business.
We had a big drop on Wall Street Wednesday.
Stocks falling sharply as bond yields spiked and investors focused on President Trump's tax cutting bill and worry that tax cuts will deepen the deficit. Most all of the 11 S&P 500 sectors finished lower, with tech and healthcare the worst decliners, while communication services were the only winner. Target stock fell 5%. The big box retailer said a laundry list of problems dragged down its quarterly sales. Most all of the Dow 30 members finished in the red. The only winner, Coca-Cola. The worst decliners, United Health, Goldman Sachs, and American Express. The Dow falling 817 points. The Nasdaq lower by 270. S&P 500 down 96. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
Okay, this is news time now, 6:49. Comparing your net worth to others. Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker, with us this morning. Good morning, Don.
Well, good morning, Steve and Ted. Well, you know, if you compare yourself to others, you may be interested to know how your net worth compares to the rest of the country. Well, get ready to feel really good about yourself, or the opposite. A household net worth is calculated by taking all assets, investments, real estate, vehicles, etc., and subtracting any debt against those assets. Those numbers are from the most recent survey of consumer finances for the Federal Reserve. We look at the average and median numbers. Now, Americans in their 20s, from age 20 to 24, average net worth is $121,000. That means the median is about $11,000. If you're 25 to 29, the average is about the same, but the median jumps to about $30,000 in net worth. 30 to 34-year-olds have an average net worth of $260,000 and a median of about $90,000. Ages 35 to 39.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to ExpressPros.com to find your location. That's ExpressPros.com.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Jumps to a $500 million net worth and on average and a median net worth of $140,000. There's a huge jump in the mid-30s, just about doubling. And that may be attributed to getting a full career in stride, and family expenses haven't really kicked in yet. Ages 40 to 49 years old, the average net worth is about $690,000, with a median net worth at about $175,000. This age group jumps quite a bit in average net worth, but median jumps up less than 20%. That may be attributed to kids lowering the amount that can be invested, you know, because kids are expensive. From ages 50 to 59, the average net worth jumps again to about $1.3 million. Median net worth moves up to about $295,000. For many Americans who diligently put it away, it's a good time to hit the million-dollar mark in their 50s. Ages 60 to 69, average net worth is about $1.7 million. The median is just under $400,000. And getting into the 70s, median net worth grows a bit, but the average remains about the same and begins declining. Well, how do you size up? And of course, if you have any questions, you can give me a call over at Sabre Wealth. The number is 316-267-0600.
How do we size up? Well, I'll tell you what. I know where I'm pretty close to the bottom there.
Oh, come on. Did you add up all those cans you have buried in your backyard?
No, I didn't. Today is...
Well, you got to find them.
Yeah. Today is National Maritime Day. They're celebrating America's merchant marines for their contributions and sacrifices for our country. In fact, special acknowledgement is often given to ships and seafarers that have helped.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Held a prominent place in our nation's history this day. And, of course, I mention this because, Don, I know that you're a veteran of the United States Navy. And you served in the Navy, so there you go. It's National Maritime Day.
Well, thank you. Appreciate that.
Just my late father-in-law also served in the Navy. He was out there in World War II out in the Pacific and apparently saw some pretty nasty stuff, as a lot of people did at that time. But
one of my clients is a historian. He owns a bookstore and he reads a lot. And he told me, he said that somebody came into the bookstore saying, "Why did so many Kansans join the Navy for World War II?" And I don't even know any statistics on it. But have you heard anything like that? That there's an inordinate amount of Kansans that were in the Navy in World War II?
Just in my own experience, I believe my uncle, who was a farmer in Western Kansas, I believe he was in the Navy. And my dad wasn't; he was in the Air Force. But from time to time, I hear that or I wondered about that. Maybe it's just because I don't know. Do you have an answer to that or not?
Well, there's no ocean here, so maybe they wanted to see the ocean.
Just see the world.
Exactly.
You know, in the Navy, you can sail the seven seas.
That's a good point. In the Navy.
Okay. National Maritime Day. All right, Don. Hey, thanks, sir. We check in with you again tomorrow morning. Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker.
See you then.
All right. Steve at 10 in the morning, KNSS. Coming up our top of the hour news this morning, the president's big budget bill has passed the House. Oh, that's on the way, along with other news with Steve and Ted, KNSS.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.